Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Pats and Texans, Patriots.
And the New England Patriots now at 10-1.
Texans.
Hudson running right. Now throws wide open. Touchdown.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keith on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour of NFL Sunday as we broadcast from our Best Yet Studio in Brighton. It is Keith, Fourier, and Wiggy taking up until 1 o'clock. Patriots playing the Texans tonight, Pats 10-1. Houston comes in at 7-4. This is week 13, and it's time now to go around the NFL. We have some really good 1 o'clock games here. This one, though, that I'm going to mention first, not one of them. The 0-11 Bengals, trying to stay in line for the number one overall pick, host the 4-7 Jets, who Sam Darnold said if they win out, they got a chance at the playoffs.
So far,
so good. They're 4-7. It's also funny, though, when we were talking about the coaches earlier and saying how Marvin Lewis is just the guy that was there.
I don't even know who the guy is in Cincinnati.
It's Zach Taylor. They finally get rid of Marvin Lewis, and they're going to go 0-16. It's actually kind of funny. Like, could you do worse? Like, yeah, turns out.
Right.
Turns out you could. All right, this game does matter big time in the standings. In the AFC South, 6-5 Titans at the 6-5 Colts.
No T.Y. Hilton, right?
Tannehill is a real thing. Ryan Tannehill, I think the shine is off of Jacoby Brissett. Kern was kind of talking about that a little bit. I think the Titans go in there, big win for them. And they, I'm also a little spoiler. I think Houston loses tonight. So the winner of this game and Houston would both be 7-5.
Right.
So this is a monster game. I got the Titans.
I like the Titans too.
Yeah, I mean, there's some. The funny thing is, like, in that Colts game, I like both coaches a lot. I like them both.
Yeah.
Vrabel, I'm going to go with the guy that used to steal our touchdowns.
There you go. He's stealing right from you. Yep.
And he's, maybe he'll steal and win a night.
He could. You got the 5-6 Eagles at the 2-9 Dolphins. Dolphins aren't even going to get the number one pick. They screwed that up.
No.
So bad. But the 5-6 Eagles are still in it thanks to the Thanksgiving games and Dallas losing. So Eagles,
they need this one.
Neither one of those teams is any good, and they're going to be 8-8, 9-7, hosting a playoff game.
Well, that's
what it looks like.
I was funny. I was looking at those standings and like, what is it? The Giants are 2-9. The Washington Redskins are also 2-9.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, could those other teams actually
get in there?
Realistically get into the mix? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, they went out. Yeah, if they were the Jets, they'd be sitting there like, oh, we can win the division.
Yeah.
Forget this. Speaking of the Giants, they're home today against the 8-3 Packers. Are you guys calling the Packers a contender or no?
I was until last week when San Francisco completely undressed them.
Yeah.
You know, they're good.
That's it.
They're good. There's nothing really special about them. It's not like their defense is, you know, Patriot level, San Francisco level, Ravens
and their
level.
Offense is good, but at times it looks like LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers like
they don't like each other.
Yeah, well, it looks like they don't want to be there.
Yeah, something's with that. But they're a clear-cut playoff team, but they don't seem like a threat at all.
No,
you know, they match up with somebody like New Orleans or Seattle or San Francisco, then they're probably
done. And you'll see what a different class of football looks like when the Packers go and play the Saints or they play San Francisco again. You'll realize why they are who they are.
I'll drop this little nugget on my bowl prediction from earlier today. Aaron Rodgers won't be there next year.
Where's he going?
I think they'll trade him because I know he wants a new deal. I think they'll move on from him because
they're gonna trade Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Well, but him and LaFleur can't get.
They'll get rid of LaFleur.
Well, then they'll fire LaFleur.
I don't know if they're going to do it. They're 8-3. What are you talking about?
Right.
So, they're 8-3.
Right,
they're going to make the playoffs.
That's the point.
All right.
You have a great – are you firing a – but you clearly know that your head coach and your quarterback – cannot coexist.
I don't know if they hate
Wait,
each other
I don't know
as
if that's the
think.
Case.
I don't think
though.
So. I think they've been fine. That was sort of like a, everybody was expecting
was
them
like
to kill each
checking
other.
Checking at the line of scrimmage yeah, going, oh, yeah. oh, there's a rift already.
Mock my words.
All right, so you got Aaron okay. Rodgers out in Green Bay. Yep. All right, that's pretty hot. This game, just as important as the Titans-Colts game, in the AFC North, the 5-6 Browns at the 6-5 Steelers.
Ooh.
Monster game. This could eliminate the Browns or breathe all kinds of life into their playoff chances, which I think will happen. Steelers are going with Devlin Hodges.
I'm going with the Devlin, man.
You're going with Devlin Hodges?
I'm going Pittsburgh.
The duck guy?
Yeah, because you had Baker Mayfield as your MVP, so this is it. He's going to have to be the MVP.
He finishes strong like last year.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see the way the Steelers are rolling into this game with the free pouncy shirts?
Oh, boy.
Okay. There's a little extra motivation right now.
Is that going to help? God. That's not going to backfire?
No, it might help.
I hope it does.
They're in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They are in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They give me the Browns. Browns are actually favored.
The Browns play, when they're not playing in Cleveland, they're not playing in the dog pound.
You got to take the Browns.
I am taking the Browns.
Yeah, you 100%. Have a choice. You're all in on
the Browns. I have to take the Browns. This is a must win game.
The Browns is
for the Cleveland Browns.
You're saying that's your
must
six,
win.
Six seed
yeah.
for the playoffs.
They're getting in. They're sneaking in. They're sneaking in. How about the 5-6 Panthers against the 2-9 Redskins? Anybody there? Anything?
Yeah. Who got a quarterback still?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
The Panthers got Allen, and then it's Dwayne Haskins taking selfies.
Oh, my God.
God, what a mess
that
was.
It's such a Redskins thing.
They had to get the backup quarterback to take the knee because they couldn't find Dwayne Haskins
on
the sideline.
Oh, God, so embarrassing.
That is really bad.
Nothing probably happened to him either. Like, who's going to reprimand him?
No, there's nothing there. Bill Callahan was, like, half laughing about it. And then, like, as the press conference is going on, he's like, yeah, well, I guess I do need to talk to him, huh?
I should probably say, but I'm not going to be here either, so what do I care?
Right?
I mean, again, I think Cincinnati has the number one pick locked up, but when you're looking at who could get the number two pick, that's still up in the air. Washington's in the mix. The Giants are in the mix. Miami's in that mix. So
for what, the second seed?
No, for the number two overall pick.
In the
draft.
Second
seed.
Wild card.
4-7 Bucks, 4-7 Jaguars. If that game was in your backyard, would you watch it?
No. He's still trying to eat W's, right?
He is trying to eat as many W's as possible. That is the plan.
The Jaguars, talk about it.
It'll be his last year. It'll be his last year, right? Or do you think he's done enough for them to keep him?
James
Winston.
No,
Winston's out of there.
Yeah, he's gone.
They need to move on.
I thought you meant the Jacksonville coach.
No, I mean, he'll probably do that.
That team's falling apart.
Now, the game of the weekend, and we're going to put it here because it's also in the 1 o'clock, the final of the 1 o'clock games, the 10-1 49ers at the 9-2 Baltimore Ravens. Some are saying a Super Bowl preview.
That's what some are saying.
Baltimore Ravens, best team in football. They have been for the last several weeks. I think, although I've bet against San Francisco a bunch.
Isn't that one of our games that we're picking?
Yeah, we are. You don't have to say who's going to win, but what do you think of this game?
I want to see how San Francisco's defense, because they're saying that, their defense is just as good as the Patriots. Let's see how they do against this Baltimore offense.
Now, on Monday, on the Dale and Keefe program, you said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I just want to clarify here, that the NFL Super Bowl contenders were the Saints,
Seahawks,
Patriots and Chiefs. No, you didn't have them in there.
No, I didn't have the Niners.
So you don't have the 49ers or the Ravens as being Super Bowl contenders?
No.
Well, okay.
What?
Yeah. No. Fourier?
Teams
that. You don't have either one of them.
No, I don't think either one of them could make the Super Bowl.
Well,
so basically, the winner of today's game doesn't really mean much to you because you don't think either of them are any good anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that San Fran.
Now, these teams are both nasty.
Could beat the Saints or the Seahawks in an NFC Championship game.
Okay.
And I don't think that the Baltimore Ravens could beat the Patriots in an AFC Championship game. So in order to get the Super Bowl,
I understand you have to win those games.
You got to win your conference championship.
You would have to. I don't understand why you don't think the Ravens could. But Fourier, what do you think of this game?
My thing is, I'm just waiting for someone to crack the code.
Right.
I'm waiting for someone to at least give you a hint. And maybe you don't do it on a regular basis, but I want to see someone be successful slowing that team down. Like, they're going to go for it on fourth down, the Ravens are. They're going to be real aggressive. They're going to have lots of misdirection and eye candy in the backfield. They're just really good at what they do. I want to see if they slow him down.
Let's see, that's the defense coordinator. Build a wall on first down and make them get behind the sticks. Put them in second and eight, second and nine, so they're not in third and three.
Matt Breda, the running back for San Francisco, will not play for them. He's had a good season, mm-hmm. so he's out.
But I think it comes down to defense always with Baltimore and this game in San Francisco. If you can build a wall and you could turn Lamar Jackson into a passer.
But this would be another – I mean, because San Francisco does have a really good defense, so if Lamar Jackson has a good game, I mean, you could wrap up the MVP. I think Russell Wilson still has a chance. He's probably the only guy that could catch mm-hmm. him. I think Lamar Jackson could even have a bad game and still win the award. But if you put up big numbers against San Francisco, then forget it. That's it.
Nobody's even slowed them down.
No.
Like, we did this. Lou did the stat where it was like, since the second half of the Patriots game, they've had like 22 drives. 17 of them have ended in touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's like something crazy. The amount of time they chew up on the clock, they rarely punt. They don't even like a kick and field goal. I mean, they just don't like doing it. They want to go for it on fourth down.
You want another?
And so, I don't know. It's just... that's all I'm looking for. Who can break the code?
Another bold prediction.
Okay. Ooh.
It's not even Lamar Jackson. It's one guy and one guy only. And that guy is Mark Ingram. He makes that offense go.
I think it's Lamar Jackson.
No. Take away Mark Ingram and you
Ingram's great. Ingram's great.
No, he makes that offense go.
All right. Agree to disagree. The 4 o'clock games today. The 6-5 Rams will try to stay alive. They're at the 3-7-1 Cardinals.
Yeah, the Rams are a joke.
We already know that.
But they got a genius. The Rams are a joke.
Hates McVay. Hates Sean McVay.
Yeah, he does hate him.
Listen, he might be overrated, but come on.
He did take him to the Super Bowl.
Chargers-Broncos. That's another trash game.
Yeah.
And what about Chiefs-Raiders in Kansas City?
Well, that could be a
They're
good
7-4.
It's
Raiders
a little life right there. That's for that. AFC West.
That's not bad.
Yeah. If Oakland, but Oakland had a shot last week where they completely threw it away against the Jets.
The Jets.
They really screwed themselves.
But this is the game here, though, right?
They're out, and that's one of the reasons why I think there's a lot of teams that are 6-5, but I don't believe in any of them, mm-hmm. and that's why I think the Browns could get back in it, because if the Browns beat the Steelers, they're both 6-6.
Right.
The loser of the Titans-Colts game is 6-6. The Raiders, I think, are going to lose. They're 6-6, so it's really not that crazy to think Cleveland jumps back into the mix. And then, obviously, Pats-Texans are the Sunday night game, which we'll get more into here coming up. And the Monday night game is a good one. 9-2 Seahawks hosting mm-hmm. the 8-3 Vikings. It's like Fourier v. Wiggy from back in the day.
Mm.
I like the Seahawks. I know Wilson's kind of cooled off a little bit. His numbers have kind of come back down to earth. But that's still a really good team. You don't consider the Vikings? I feel like we never mention the Vikings when we talk about teams that could come out of the NFC.
Yeah.
You're not behind them.
I just can't. I can't get into. I know there was a lot of buzzing going on with Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins MVP buzz?
Yeah.
It's fading. But
he started off so bad, and then he had a resurgence.
He did. He had a resurgence.
When people were like calling for his job, and I mean.
Adam Thielen was, basically.
Yeah, right. No, how about that? The guy that's literally responsible for getting into the football, and you're calling him out. What a dope.
But then it worked, because it somehow, like, all of a sudden he started throwing to him and Diggs, and then they started winning, and they were throwing the ball. It was, you wouldn't think that'd be the perfect recipe, have the wide receiver calling out the quarterback like that, but it worked.
Take Dalvin Cook out of the game, make Kirk Cousins beat you throwing the football, and I don't think he can do that.
He can do it. He does it all the time.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins chucks it all over the yard.
The time.
To win a Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know about winning a Super Bowl.
That's what you asked me.
Could they get to the Super Bowl? We've seen bad quarterbacks get to the Super Bowl.
Well, then that means they'd have to win an NFC Championship.
I understand what the road is.
I don't know if you necessarily do.
Do they have to win the divisional round first?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it looks like, they're not going to get a bye.
If they get a bye, they still have to go the divisional round.
Right. But
they have to win the wild card now, too.
But if they don't get a bye, it means one extra game.
Who do you think, this is a trivia question for you, has the best quarterback rating in the NFL?
I would say in the NFL, it's probably Kirk Cousins.
It's Kirk Cousins. You just took the cheese.
You just fell into my trap.
It's Kirk Cousins. Who do you think has the fourth highest? So it's Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is number four on that list?
Ryan Tannehill.
That's right, the Tannehill.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you about quarterback
rating? It's a screwy number, isn't it? Because Cousins, I wouldn't think would be one. But then if you're like Wilson Jackson, it's like, okay. And then Tannehill, right. You're like, no. And then Mahomes is five.
Right.
So I'm like, is this a real stat or is it a fake stat? I don't get it.
You ask yourself, would you rather Kirk Cousins or Patrick Mahomes?
I would rather have Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think you just answered your question on whether or not it's a real stat.
And then any takeaways from the Thursday triple header? Bears beat the Lions. Patricia now 3-8-1 in Detroit. Yeah.
But I think you might be right.
Playing with
Patricia
another quarterback.
Could be done
I think after. He could be done, but I wonder if all the backup quarterbacks that he's had to use.
He's going
to
get one more year.
All right. Yeah, I think because of that.
There's something there with Matt. I just feel like... There's always been something, like he had a tie this year. He lost some close games. He should have beaten Kansas City. And, you know, then his quarterback gets hurt. So you can excuse it away that way. I think based on the way he started, I think he's earned and deserves one more year.
Yeah, and he may get it. Although, yeah. You know, you pointed out Jim Caldwell was 9-7, got fired. And then they bring him in, and right. He's been worse.
But it's Dan Quinn, though, so.
I think the biggest takeaway was Bob Quinn.
I think the biggest
takeaway was Bills over the Cowboys. Bills are a legit team. We sort of started the show saying that the Buffalo win is the Patriots' best of the season. And even if they win tonight, it still might be their best win of the season. The Bills are 9-3. They went into Dallas and they smacked them around.
Yeah.
A good win.
Good win for the Bills. They're legit. They haven't had that moment where we've seen them in the past go, man, they lost three in a row.
I don't know.
So this game, when the Patriots play the Bills, this actually may mean something for both teams, really.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because the Bills, they would need the Patriots to stumble.
They would need them to lose probably tonight and the Chiefs game.
Well, right. I don't think the Patriots are going to give up the AFC East. I mean, when it comes to battling for that number one seed overall.
Oh, yeah, because if the Ravens win out, then
Bills could really, you know, and if you're looking at some of these other wild card teams and, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The Bills could play spoiler to two teams.
Yeah.
To Baltimore and New England because they play both of them.
Right, right.
And then it's back-to-back weeks. Either way, we're good.
And then the late game on Thursday was the Saints over the Falcons. You think Dan Quinn finally gets
I don't think
he survives there in Atlanta?
I mean, because if they were going to fire him, they would have did it already. Why wait till now to do it? Just do it. You might as well just do it after the season now.
What a crazy turn of events it was for
the Falcons.
Oh, my God.
I just remember the Super Bowl week just – the youngest defense and all these first and second year players.
Talent.
It's just so many guys. And blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then here we are.
Somebody retweeted to the Atlanta Falcons tweet, like the team account's tweet from the Super Bowl after three quarters. They had like a whole graphic. Yeah. They're like 15 more minutes to go, like Dirty Bird or whatever the hell their thing was. And then it's just
talk about that's a team that you had Max Kellerman falling off a cliff.
Yeah, I would say they fell off a cliff. Well, now it seems like the Rams, maybe they're teetering. Rams are teetering.
The Rams and Eagles are teetering.
I know. At least the Eagles won a Super Bowl. The Falcons and Rams lost then kind of fell apart.
Yeah, they went the Carolina Panthers route.
Right. All right, we'll get back into Patriots and Texans, which is a 8:20 kickoff tonight. And then we'll have our picks to wrap up the show. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Listen to Dale and Keefe on your smart speaker. Just say,
hey, Alexa, play 93.7 WEEI.
Hey, Google, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? Patriots in prime time taking on the Houston Texans tonight. Pats have 15 players questionable, 9 of which are questionable due to illness. That includes Stephon Gilmore, Dante Hightower, and Kyle Van Noy, and Jamie Collins on that list. According to Field Yates, the Patriots flew 2 separate planes to Houston, one with sick guys and one with healthy guys. Jason McCourty and Ryan Izzo have already been ruled out for the Pats. Celtics are in action this afternoon, 3:30 against the Knicks, and the Bruins face the Montreal Canadiens tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com on Sports Radio WEEI.
Final half hour of NFL Sunday, week 13. Patriots Texans tonight. It is Keith Fourier and Wiggy here, Sports Radio WEEI. Who would you guys say is the best wide receiver in the NFL? In the NFL. Because it's not Antonio Brown. Okay. My pick would have been Antonio Jones. Brown. You think it's Julio Jones?
Yes.
Wow, we're getting a lot of no's over here.
No. Well, really? The audience is saying no.
Really only one no, but not just me.
Who do you got for you?
I instantly go to Julio Jones also. I just size, speed.
Yeah.
Thomas from New Orleans.
Michael Thomas is having the best year. Yes.
Pretty freaking good.
For sure. Because
D-Hop's up there.
DeAndre Hopkins I normally would put up there, but I was reading some stats about him. And so Michael Thomas leads the league in catches. He's on pace to break the record. He leads the league in yards. DeAndre Hopkins is 13th in yards, but he's second in catches. Mm-hmm. And I think he's like 7th in touchdowns or something. But reading from sportsbettingdime.com, Hopkins last year averaged 13.7 yards per catch. This year, 10.4. Pretty significant drop down. So he has all these catches, but he's not really adding up to a bunch of yards. And there's been a handful of games where he's been held in check. He had a 40-yard game, a 41-yard game, and he's failed to reach 70 five times in 11 games.
I think the question you would have to ask, right, is what are you basing who the best wide receiver is in the game? On catches?
I'm just using the stats just for the argument.
No, I'm asking, would it be catches? Would it be yards?
No, it's like what Belichick was saying this week. Guys who can get open and catch the ball. I think Hopkins has the best.
We're talking about the elite.
I think Hopkins has the best hands, and that's just an eye test thing. I don't know how else to judge that. I think Hopkins has the best hands in the NFL.
Right, but when we're talking about the elite of the elite, right?
Yeah.
And you say, okay.
It's a short list. I think we probably named them all already. It's probably Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins. Odell Beckham should be in there. He probably still is, right? He's not bad. I mean, his offense stinks.
And doesn't the next thing go, okay, who's the guy throwing you the football?
Yeah, and that might be what separates the stats, right? Like, Julio Jones has 4 touchdowns.
Right.
Like, shouldn't a guy like that have more touchdowns?
Well, I mean, there's years when Edelman was getting, 100 catches and he never had a high touchdown rate.
But I'm saying, if you're Julio Jones's size and speed and everything else, wouldn't you think, like, when you get into the red zone, you're probably going to throw to
Michael
Gronk
Thomas
more than Edelman.
Only has 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, no,
yeah, I don't know
right?
if that's necessarily
right.
I guess in the equivalent of, like, I don't know if you can match and marry those two together, because just think about it. Say, because I remember even the year they went to the Super Bowl, Julio Jones had a ton of catches, but he didn't have a lot of touchdowns.
Right.
It's like they changed their mode. They changed their philosophy when they got towards the goal line. And if he right. didn't finish off the drive, he didn't get the touchdown.
Right.
Right.
It's not like teams are just automatically just saying, all right, we're going to, as soon as we get inside the 10, 15 yard line, we're going to throw them three fades.
Yeah, right. The other thing is, for this game, the over under for DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards is 70.5, which I would immediately say under, because I think Gilmore, and I know Gilmore's got the flu, so maybe that's kind of a wild card part of it. But if he plays and as good as he's been all year, I mean, he held Amari Cooper to zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Hopkins is better than Amari Cooper, but still, I would think that number would certainly be under. And they did a breakdown on this website, too, of the leading pass catcher versus the Patriots in each of the games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of all over the map. Week one, Juju Smith-Schuster had 6 catches for 78 yards.
Right. Imagine some people called him at the beginning of the year the best receiver in the league.
Well, they would have been wrong. Week two, Preston Williams was the leading receiver for Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Four for 63. Week three, the leading receiver was Braxton Berrios, 2 for 29. That's insane. Week four, it was Cole Beasley, who had 7 for 75 in that close Buffalo game.
Mm-hmm.
Week five was Terry McLaurin. He had 3 for 51. Week six was Golden Tate, 6 for 102. He's the only receiver to go over 100 yards against the Patriots. And you remember the touchdown that he had was sort of like, you know,
a long one.
Jonathan Jones got his fingertip
just
on it.
Just barely missed it.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas went 3 for 42 week seven. Week eight was Jarvis Landry, 5 for 65. Week nine was Hollywood Brown, 3 for 48. Week 11, Zach Ertz, 9 for 94.
Yep.
And then week 12, Randall Cobb, 4 for 86. And he got, what, 59 of it on one play. But passing against the Patriots has been a... It's not that easy.
Yeah, I mean, so even go back to last year, right? So I think DeAndre Hopkins had, I think, 7 catches for, call it, was it 78 yards? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
something
between
like that.
70
I
and 80. No touchdowns. Oh, wouldn't you live with that? I mean, if that's,
yes.
that's it?
Yeah. Oh, my
you'll
God.
You'll give
yeah.
him that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, he is the Patriots have done a good job against DeAndre Hopkins in his career because so many matchups against the Texans, and obviously J.J. Watt's hurt now, but so many matchups where they had one elite defensive player and one elite offensive player, and they would just neutralize those guys completely.
Yeah, and I also feel like they're empty yards. Like, you know, they don't really – yeah, it's 70, but, I mean, none of them were for third down. Maybe
right.
they were first or second down catches where, all right, but then they were off the field on third down, so – It's not like they're painful. Oh my God, what a clutch catch on third and eight. You
right,
know,
right,
it's
right.
first and second down catches, you know, downfield throws where, wow, he beat two guys. You know, tip your cap for him.
Right.
You know?
And you are right, Christian. Week one against New England, he had 8 for 78 and zero,
okay.
and zero touchdowns, 8 catches on 11 targets.
Yeah,
but you can live with that.
Yeah, that's not painful.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt.
I can live with that. If DeAndre Hopkins does that, I can live with that. You can't live with, you know, 6 for 110 or 10 for 169, you know, something along those lines, 9 for 151 like he did against Dallas, and then he did that against Indianapolis, the Colts, and he did it against Tennessee, or 2 touchdowns or something along those lines. But, yeah, you can live with that. DeAndre Hopkins, hold him to 78 yards on 8 catches and 0 touchdowns. That's a good day.
Yeah, and I would think it's just going to be Gilmore, but you never know. I mean, they could do – in the past, they've done things where they've had – you know, they put Gilmore on the number two receiver, and they double up the number one receiver. Mm-hmm. But I think the way Gilmore is going this year, it makes sense to do that. And I believe – I'm going to just check this. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins has never scored a touchdown against the Patriots. They've kept him out of the end zone every single time. I think it's 6 games, all wins for the Pats, and they have just – they have neutralized him. And you're right. Maybe he gets 50, 60, 70 yards.
Right.
But it's like, what, 40? Like, how many is it impactful yards?
Right.
I mean, clearly not. They've only played really a couple of close games even against him when they've had him. So I would expect more of the same. One of the things that we mentioned, Fourier, when you were doing TV pregame was the Patriots will have their 4th kicker of the season.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this.
Kai Forbath, baby.
I cannot believe we've waited this long to even bring this up.
I know. It's nuts.
I saw this the other day because, you know, I went dark for Thanksgiving. I just completely disconnected.
Yeah.
And then you turn, you bring your phone on and you look at your, you know, all the notifications. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
This has got to be the worst, I guess, string of bad luck when it comes to kickers that the Patriots have ever seen in their history. Bill's been around this team.
I mean, it has to be. It was Vinatieri, then it was Gostkowski. There was the half a year of Shane Graham because Gostkowski was hurt. Other than that, it was always Gostkowski. And now four kickers?
But this is what, Rich, you asked for at the beginning of the year. I remember doing a show with you, and you were like,
I didn't say give me four kickers.
No, but you said Gostkowski wasn't the answer.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
He missed a bunch of...
Well, it turns out he was hurt, too, but he was not the answer.
Well, Nick Folk was better than Gostkowski was.
They were drilling extra points.
Don't you think this is what happens when your kicker... Like, if you were to look at kickers around the league, when you look at a team that's, you know, their starting guy goes down, you go, okay... Oof.
Who are they going to bring in?
Yeah, who are they going to get in?
Well, and that's because you're seeing who it is. You know, like Younghoe Koo, who was here on the practice squad... He got picked up. Like, he's kicking
this
in the league. Like, there's not a lot of guys.
The 49ers are 10-1.
Yeah.
And their one loss came on the foot of a guy that they ended up signing off the street.
Yeah.
Because remember they missed that kick in overtime, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, because Gold missed a game or two, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Gold.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're getting Kai Forbath, who, believe it or not, is 10th all time in field goal percentage. He's just available on the street, 10th all time.
Just make your extra points.
That was my bar, and Mike Nugent was like kind of walking that line. Folk looked fine. I know he missed the two field goals against Dallas, but they were both 40-plus, and that was a brutal weather game. So I'm like, I think Folk was fine.
Yeah,
and then now he's going to get his appendix out.
Make your extra points.
Like, what is that?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Because I heard about
it. It was like the day after Thanksgiving. And my dad says to me, he goes, you got to get a new fantasy kicker. I go, why? What the hell happened now? I go, they cut Nick Folk? He's like, no, he's getting his appendix out.
Actually,
I'm like, what? I like that.
So was he an IR or is he?
They cut him.
They cut him.
Oh, they cut him. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he could probably be kicking again in 2 weeks. So if Forbath sucks, maybe they bring Folk back. But
I actually like it because now it allows the Patriots to go for it. I would rather them go for it than have those like 42, 44. 45-yard field goals. I'd rather them go for it down there. But, hey, just make the field goals inside of 40 and your extra points. That's what we're asking you to do.
Forbath kicked in three games for Jacksonville last year where he was 4-for-5 on field goals, 3-for-3 on extra points.
There you go.
He was in Minnesota for a couple of years, 10 games in New Orleans, and started his career in Washington. And if it helps... His nickname is Cobra Kai.
All right. Well, that works.
Ooh,
that helps.
He's
that
dangerous.
Works. That helps a little
that
bit.
Works. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
That's right. So, Kai Forbath, we'll see if he's called upon for any big moments here today. At least his first game is inside and not, you know, like last week in New England. That would have been a brutal way to start for him.
Man, if they are able to navigate this situation with all the new challenges, I think that this team, and I would include him as an offensive position, right?
He's
scoring points. So all the offensive issues that have come up over this year, for them to be able to navigate this and overcome it, I put this at top five as far as overcoming adversity
really?
For this team.
Wow.
Hands down. With all the issues on the offensive line, all the injuries, all the youth, all the things
pretty
that have
impressive.
Been going on.
If I were to say to you, looking at their schedule, the Patriots, right? You think they're going to win tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Next week against the Chiefs.
No, because I don't. Because I keep going back to this.
I'm not
thing.
Going that far into the future.
I don't. He's day to day. He's living in the now. Thank you. Because I don't think this is a 15-1 team. So I think they get tripped up.
14-2.
Yeah. I mean, probably he's going to have to be.
That's
that.
Still pretty impressive.
It's incredible.
Yeah. But I thought that both teams. I thought that Baltimore would take an L and the Patriots would take an L. Also, I'm not sure which it could be. It'll always be a team that you least expect.
Well, Baltimore will probably lose to Cleveland again.
Well, that'll help.
What do you think? That'll help.
Whatever.
Everybody. That helps everybody.
I'm going to be a fan of Cleveland when that.
I told you my bold prediction. I got Baltimore losing the next 2 weeks.
I know you got them losing to San Fran and Buffalo.
And then, and then when you
look, bold predictions pretty much like absolves you of any credibility.
Right? You just say bold.
You say it's
like,
bold prediction.
I'm bold.
So
I didn't really think it was going to happen.
But you were wrong. Well, I did say bold.
But he's got Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay next year. That's as hot and bold
so,
as it gets.
So you don't think it's to go 1, 2, 3, for five
You're
games.
Just counting.
No. Oh, I'm saying five games. You got to lose to the Cleveland.
Just
so they're going to go two. They're going to go
six, seven, eight, nine, no. 10, 11.
So they're going to go 2-5.
Four, five, six, yeah. seven, eight.
And then they're going to go 2-5 in the next
Who
five
the Ravens
games.
Are?
The Ravens are.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
All right, listen. All right,
the Ravens are on our list. We are going to make picks. We're going to make our picks against the spread.
2-5,
we'll
Rich.
Let you know how Wiggy did last week, how Wiggy's doing on the season. We have our picks to wrap up the show.
76,
and maybe, 76, you never know.
64, 61, 58, 55, 52, 49.
46, 43, 40, 37, 34, 34 31, 28, 28, 25, 22, 25, 19, 60, 13, 19, 10, 7, 4, 13, 1.
10.
Counting back by threes.
Seven. Yeah,
that was from Hard Knocks.
Wasn't he just counting back by
threes? Yeah, counting back from threes. 197, 94, 91, 88, 85, 82, 79, 76, 73, 72, 76, 4, 61, 58, 55, 52, 49, 46, 43, 40, 37, 34, 31, 28, 25, 22, 19, 16, 13, 10, 7, 4, 1.
Wow.
How about that? All right, our picks are coming up. NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More of NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on NFL Sunday. And time for our pick segment. We pick three games against the spread every single week. The Patriots game and then two others as selected by our producer, John Anderson. John, how did we do last week?
Well, I will have to say, ever since he allowed Andy Hart to make his picks for him, Christian Fourier is 9-0, including a 3-0 run this past week.
Wow. What is this Andy Hart stuff? Where is that coming from?
Well, remember one week you said that he could make your picks for you?
No, he made it one week. The rest I made on my own. So don't throw that in there like it's
Christian's
back.
On
That's
fire.
Not true.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
you're 9-0 since you did that.
Well, one of the weeks you went 3-0, you just went opposite Wiggy.
Yeah.
That was before Wiggy. The Andy Hart thing.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Fourier 9-0 run right now. Wiggy wow. 1-2 last week. Keefe 2-1 on the season. That brings us to Fourier 24-12, Wiggy 21-15, and Keefe 23-13.
All right, so do it. So put me second then. So I'm second.
Yeah.
I'm just reading it the way it's written in front of me Fourier. By whoever wrote it that way.
No, that was you who wrote it that way. So Fourier is the leader.
Yes.
Followed by me, then Wiggy. Yep. But we all have winning records.
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
We got to catch Christian, though.
We could maybe do a spot on the Winner's Circle podcast with Shyam and John at some point. All right, we have three games to get to. Let's do them in order of which the games will be played. Let's start with the 1 o'clock game. The San Francisco 49ers at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens. Laying 5.5.
Wow.
Let's go Garoppolo.
Oh, God.
Let's go Garoppolo.
5.5.
Ravens
wow.
are rolling. I'm not betting against the Ravens.
I'm going 49ers.
No.
49ers.
That's just because you think the Ravens are going to lose back-to-back weeks. So
I'll take the 49ers and the points.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Ooh. Why don't stay on your Ravens pick?
Ravens.
I still think the Ravens are going to – I think they're going to end up winning. But
we'll stay on your Ravens pick.
So you got them close there. I think the Ravens are going
to
roll.
We're trying to catch you, Christian.
All right, Sunday
night.
Well,
you got to go opposite. Me then, Wiggy.
Well, I got San Francisco. Yeah, I can't go opposite you on this one.
Patriots at Houston. The Texans are home dogs. They're getting 3 points.
Pats.
Yeah, I'm going with the Pats, too. I go with
three,
the Pats.
Three, that's it, huh?
Just three. Yeah, it seems a little low, doesn't it? It seems a little low.
No, it's a
I mean, I know they're game. At home, prime time, but whatever. They dominate. They kill the Texans all the time.
Yeah, well, the offense.
They beat them all
them
the time.
Bit.
That's true. So that's true. And then the Monday night game. It is Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle is favored by 2.5.
Going Seahawks.
Minnesota at Seattle.
That's right.
Oh, Seattle's favored by 2.5.
2.5. Yep.
I don't know. What do you got?
I'm going with the Seahawks
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, me too.
Russell Wilson.
Just can't gain no ground with Chris.
Still trying to win that MVP. The picks are brought to you by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers this season. Make sure you're dashing all the way. For a limited time, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is here. Go to mbusa.com/winter-event for offer
week.
Details. Next week is going to be the week that you make
ground.
Up some offer details.
Yes.
How many more give me a prediction for the game tonight, whether it's a certain player that does well, does poorly. Patriots. It could be from the Patriots or from the Texans. What do you got?
Brady throws for over 300 yards.
Ooh.
Yeah. But you know what? That's actually
ooh, like
stealing
that
mine. See, I think that this is the week.
He's stealing yours?
This is the week. Yeah. Stole it.
Yeah.
Stole it. Yeah, I think this is the week where like that you finally get some. Man, the two last weeks have just been unbelievably bad, and there's so much just, he sucks, he sucks. His arm's a noodle. No. Those are a lot of variables going into that. Perfect conditions, no wind, no rain, 70 degrees. Everybody's coming back. I go over 300 yards.
All right, there you go. I say Kai Forbath makes all his kicks.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for listening. And if you missed any of today's show, remember, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the Rewind feature. Text app to 37937 to download. Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.